Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I've made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna change the world. Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you tuning into the program tonight. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. You get to talk to Rose. Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for helping me tonight. And all right, we're going to start a little different than I normally start. I'm just being led by spirit to do things a little different tonight, and so I think that sometimes we get in a pattern. We have to say, okay, we have to do this, we have to do that. That's next, and da 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 da. But I want to follow the lead of spirit tonight, and so what I want you to do is I want everybody that's listening to my voice right now, live or archived, to close your eyes for a minute, please. Just close your eyes. You know, I think it's important for us just to recognize spirit that's within us. I think a lot of times we're looking for answers, you know, outside of us, but a lot of us are intuitive. And so what I want us to do tonight before we even start the program is really begin to tap into that intuitiveness that's inside of us. So I'm going to be quiet for just a few minutes, and we're just going to tap into that right now as we begin the show. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this moment in time, and we ask that you would just help us tonight and just meet the needs physically, emotionally, spiritual, whatever needs that my listeners have right now. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just meet them. Father, Mother, God, I just pray for all of those that might be sick tonight, that you would just touch their bodies. And Father, Mother, God, just touch their minds, that maybe they're feeling a little depressed tonight. Maybe they're feeling a little lost tonight. And I just ask that you would just meet their needs tonight and just let them know that they're not alone in their battles, that you're right there in the midst. And Father, Mother, God, I know that sometimes when we're in the middle of that fight, that sometimes it's really easy for us to lose sight of what's important, which is you in us, giving us that strength, giving us that inner strength. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that in my own life. And I just ask that you would continue to strengthen me throughout this program. And Father, Mother, God, use me to help those that will be calling in later tonight. And I just thank you for them again. And Father, Mother, God, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. The card for the show today is the trust card. And It's funny, I'm a medium, and what I keep hearing is like a beeping noise, like a clown or something. So, you know, maybe there's somebody that's coming through that was like a clown in their life, and, you know, I'm picking up a very jolly spirit, you know, somebody that, you know, when they walked into a room, they just would light up the room. So this could be somebody that is already on the queue. You know, for them. But the trust card is a card I pulled for the show, and it's from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. And awesome deck. If you've never looked at any of her cards, she does amazing work. And if you just don't even know about her, you know, she can go to her website. It's probably her name and .com. So you can go and check her out. And but it was the very first deck I ever owned was her deck. And it's a trust card, you know, and I think a lot of times what Spirit's asking us to do, especially in the new energies that are on our planet right now, you know, is just trust. You know, one thing I'm learning in my own life, Spirit doesn't work on Michael's timeline. Spirit works on Spirit's timeline. And that's hard for Michael sometimes. It's hard for me to just let go and to say, hey, you know, I'm going to trust you. I'm just going to let you lead. That's hard to do sometimes, because I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of person that likes to have that control. And when I don't have that control, it makes me nervous. But do we actually, one thing I want to ask you tonight, do we actually have control at all, is a question that I want to ask tonight, you know. And so, you know, we have to trust. We have to just rely upon Spirit to meet our needs and to move into our lives. So, all right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me right now at 347-327-9316. There are several callers ahead of you already. I will let you know that. But we'll do our best to get you on air with me, okay? So let's go ahead and start with Donna. I appreciate you calling in tonight. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Good. I have one real quick little question, and then another one. I just wanted to know if you see, will I get an invitation to go to Boston? And then my other one was, I met a fellow named Richard in a class that I take, and I wanted to know if you saw this going somewhere else or if there would be someone else coming into my life, possibly for a relationship.
Okay. Could you ask your first question again, please? I didn't get quite
okay,
your first question.
Getting a, if I will be getting an invitation to go to Boston to visit a friend that's sick right now.
Okay. I would say yes, and I feel like your friend's going to get better as well. So that's a good thing. But I do feel like that you'll get an invitation. And as far as this guy goes, I feel like that, you know, what Spirit wants you to do now is just form a friendship, you know, with him right now. And just get to know him. You know, don't rush into anything. I think a lot of times we rush into things. And Spirit wants you just to take it one day at a time, one second at a time. But I really feel good about this relationship. I feel good that it could lead into something, you know, more concrete down the line. But right now I just see a friendship that's developing. Okay?
Oh, I like that a lot. Okay. And I just think you're the best. I do. I just want
to
let you know that. Yeah.
Okay,
I
appreciate
you're great.
I appreciate that. Whoa,
and
since
my money comes
smart.
In, I will be donating to you as well, because I know that it costs a lot of money to keep your radio station going, and I definitely will be. And I just wanted to thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. I got cards that jumped off the table for you, so let's go ahead and look at the cards that actually literally jumped off the table.
Wow.
I got a playfulness card to begin with. And, you know, you have really good energy. Spirit just wants you to tap more into that. Don't be, you know, I think a lot of times at work, maybe you take work too serious, and Spirit just wants you to have more of a playful energy, a playful spirit. And, you know, and I got the friendship card that was talking about the guy that you're, you know, you're interested in, you know, a deep, I really feel like that there's a deep friendship. And I also will tell you that I feel like that there's a past life connection with this as well. So, because it's just like you're drawn to him for a reason, and you don't know that. It's like you don't know what's causing that, but it's a past life. I definitely feel that. And the other thing, Spirit just wants you to study the situation. Like, you know, don't rush into anything. You know, take it slow, because you've been hurt just like everybody listening to me, probably, you know, been hurt in a relationship. And so, you know, just study the situation and just take it one day at a time. But you know, I feel like a really good, solid friendship will come out of this.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I could help you, and I appreciate you, and you have a great evening, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. And if you would like to make a donation like she was going to make down the line, you can do that by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And so you can right at the bottom of that first page is a donation button, and you can make a donation of any amount would help us to continue doing what we're doing. Okay, let's go ahead and see if Laura is with us, and let's check her out. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you tonight?
I'm wondering if you see any big changes coming anytime soon. Regarding my job or career and possibly a move.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely a move that you're going to be taking. I definitely feel that for you. It feels like it won't be right away down the line a little bit. I would say late May, early June. And as far as your job goes, I feel like that's also going to be the timeline on that, where things really start breaking free for you. As you go into May and June, I really feel like the doors are going to start opening up for you. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, my contract is ending in June, and I applied for work in North Carolina. So do you think the move is North Carolina?
Let me be quiet for just a second. That didn't take very long. Yes, I would say yes on that. I feel like it's going to be a good move for you. It's going to be smoother than some of your other moves in the past, but this move is going to be pretty smooth and not a whole bunch of hiccups. Let me go ahead and pull some cards. Divine Timing is one of the cards I pulled for you, and you know, right now Spirit's definitely moving you forward, as far as moving you, literally moving you, and also as your job goes forward. You're definitely going to be in divine timing right now. Pay attention to your dreams. Your spirit guide's been talking to you in your dreams. So really pay attention to your dreams right now. And the other card I pulled for you is just draw back. Maybe you're feeling a little overstressed right now, feel a little burden, and so just get some rest is what I feel like. All right?
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, and you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we just get in a hurry and we rush things. And so what, you know, I think that we need to do is just, you know, relax. You know, we as humans, our human nature, I don't know about you, but my human nature sometimes gets really tight and really tense and says, okay, I want this right now and I want it right now. You know, there's no patience for me sometimes. And so, you know, that's one thing my spirit guide is working with me on. It's teaching me patience, you know, just slowing things down, just saying, hey, you know, Michael, don't get in a big rush, you know, and things will work out for you. Let's go ahead and talk to my good friend down in Florida. Ann, you're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, it's good to hear your voice. I've been watching the news, and so I've been worried about you with the weather. I've been praying
right, yeah.
for you. Safe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did it get bad up your way?
It didn't really get bad up my way. It got close to me, but not really affected me anyway. So, but I appreciate your prayers.
Well, yeah. I said I have to see if you're on anywhere here, and I've been scrolling around. They have the wrong times on most of the shows, and for 2 days it's been hard to navigate BTR.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Things are really scrambled in my world still. Nothing's been resolved. Things, setbacks, my health, same thing. Still running here and there, not getting answers. I don't know. Maybe you could pull some cards and see if anything's coming up that's going to change things a little for the better.
Yeah, I feel like, and I will pull some cards here for you in a minute, but the one thing that spirit is telling me is that your health will get better here shortly. I keep feeling that. And shortly means by the end of the month. I can't believe that we're already in April.
I know.
You know, it just feels like the year is just flying by. But, you know, I would
test
say,
I had for results
yeah.
and things, and I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I just, you know, when things don't get resolved
yeah.
and
right. Yeah, and the one thing that I would tell you, Ann, don't let fear sneak in, and don't worry about this stuff. Spirit will take care of it. You know, like I said, towards the end of April, as you go into May, I feel like that things will get a whole lot better for you as you go into May. Right now, there's just some wacky energy on our planet that's really affecting a lot of people right now. So, but I feel like that.
Weird.
Go ahead.
It feels weird. I went just to the store the last couple of days, and people's
uh-huh.
energy has been really, like, way out. Cranky
yeah.
and clerks and all
yeah.
that and chronologists, people,
yeah.
you know.
Well, everybody's on edge is what I feel like, you know. And,
that's right. Yeah.
And, you know,
like,
yeah, like, and a lot of people that their personality is usually really good, their personality right now is a little cranky. And
yeah.
and they don't know why. You know, they don't know why it's going on. But there's some energy shifts. One really cool card I pulled for you, Anne, and I'm really excited about this card in my hand, is the miracle card. And I really
well,
feel
funny.
Like that.
That's funny. I that out of the deck that I have, too. I have the
right.
Doreen
so,
Virtue, and it came out in a reading for myself today.
So see, Spirit's saying that, you know, hey, pay attention.
Wow.
We're getting ready to do a miracle for you. And right now you're feeling a little off balance. I got the balance card in front of me.
Yeah, not,
and so you're
not,
feeling,
well,
yeah.
things seem to be breaking down. My computer got a virus, and my
oh, man.
I'm trying to get somebody to help me clear the drain on my dishwasher, and I'm going back to washing dishes in the sink for the first time in a long time. I don't like
right.
that.
You don't like that, no. No,
you know,
we get spoiled, and so
yeah, I never had one before. Now that I've had one, I don't want to go back to washing dishes because I got other things to do.
Yeah, Yeah, you don't want to go backwards. You just want to go forward. So, it's like a sort of been like a seesaw, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down.
One day it's
but
good.
I feel like it's,
next
yeah.
day it's whammo, you know, something else hits me,
yeah.
bang, out of the blue, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's time to turn
yeah,
around.
Like, yeah, definitely. But I feel like, you know, with the miracle card I pulled for you and you pulled for yourself today, I really feel like that's getting ready to happen for you. And I'm excited for you. As you go into May, as you go into the summer months, I really feel like a lot of movement for you. And your health is going to get better, like I said, towards the end of this month, you should start seeing some results and stuff like that, okay?
Get some answers where they can, you know, treat me for the right things instead of shuffling me around.
Right, yeah, because I don't think that they got the right results yet.
No.
But they will. They're getting close, you know. And so, you know, whatever's going on with you is just a little, I can't think of the word I'm trying to find. But, you know, it's just, you know, hiding in you. And they're going to find that. So, okay?
Good. Thank you so much, Michael. And I'm glad you're safe. And stay safe, okay?
Thanks for taking my call.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Many blessings, Ann. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Yeah, goodbye. If you would like to be a part of the show, it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. Excuse me for a minute while I take a drink here. All right. That's better. Feels like I'm being choked. So I'm going to see if this is a spirit coming through. One thing that I do sometimes, I'll feel like spirits and I feel like what they felt like. And this is somebody that choked, towards the end of their life. It's just like, I can't breathe. So it's like a choking feeling, like my air's cutting off. If this is making sense to you and you're even called in already, call me back at 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Michael. You know
what?
I'm wondering if you're getting my grandmother. I'm tired, but I'm okay.
You're tired? Yeah, you've had a long week, so no wonder you're tired.
Yeah, the commute is killing me.
Yeah. So it's just that. Yeah, I've had that in my own life where you have to travel to a job and it just wears you out. Spirit's saying get some rest. Let me tap in and see if this is your grandmother, because it's just like towards the end of my life, I couldn't breathe. Does that make sense to you?
Well, she had a problem with swallowing and eating, so I'm wondering if that's what you're getting about the choking thing.
Yeah, possibly, because I just feel like at moments that I can't breathe. And so, and I can't swallow. So that would make sense to me that it's her. Let's see what she has to say to you. She says that just draw upon her strength, draw upon her. Also, she says that she's been coming to visit you at night. You might pay attention to your dreams. She's showing you signs. Stuff like that, and so I just feel that for you. So I would just continue doing what you're doing and just trust spirit. I do feel like a full time. You didn't ask about this, but I sort of know what's going on in your life. I do feel like a full time job is just around the corner. I don't know where that corner is. I'll tell you, but they keep telling me just around the corner. A corner for us could be, like I want it yesterday. I do feel like that things will get better for you as a full-time job, but I can't tell you a timeline on that. So,
interesting.
Any other questions?
You can't. Yeah. Are you getting if it's at the same place? Or?
I feel like it's the same place, yes.
Let's hope I can get the vehicle situation straightened out before I, I don't know,
yeah.
Can you die of exhaustion? Is that
yeah.
possible?
I don't think that's possible, but it feels like that when you're worn out, yeah. Let me go ahead and pull. Yeah, because let me go ahead and pull a card or two for you. Manifestation is the first card I pulled. And, you know, just keep manifesting what you want in your life and just draw that to you. And the next card I pulled for you is your body care card. Really just focusing on you. You know, I would take this weekend really rest. You know, you're getting worn out. Your body's getting worn out because you're not used to walking as much as you've been walking and you know, stuff like that. So I would definitely just focus on that this weekend and spend some time in meditation. I got the meditation card as well. So spend some time in meditation and thinking. What I would do, Rose, is I would start thanking Spirit for the job you already have. I think a lot of times we forget to do that. You know, already saying, hey, this is where I want to work and this is what I want. And you'll be precise about that as you manifest things into your life, okay?
Okay, definitely. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem. Yeah, and it must have been your grandmother that was coming through because I don't have that same feeling now. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie and see how she's doing. Hi, Connie.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no talk. So,
I know.
I know. It seems like I was just thinking about you the other day, and I was thinking, man, that's been forever since I've talked to her, or at least
yeah.
it seems like that to me. So how
yeah,
are you doing?
It's been a while. A few issues that I'm dealing with, but I guess I'm managing.
All right.
As best as I can anyway.
Right. Is there any way I can help? Any particular question you want to ask?
Well, one in particular, you may be aware that I, you know, like Rose, I've been looking for a new job for over a year and something that's paying me a little bit more money. And I've applied for things that I've known I've been qualified for and some things that, you know, were possible. And I have not been getting the interviews like I thought I would. It's like I'll get close. You know, a company will express some interest or say, you know, you're eligible, you were referred, but then I'm not getting an interview and I'm not getting, you know, hired for anything. So I wanted to know if there was any stagnant energy around me and also if I'm applying for the right types of jobs. Because it's never taking me this long to find something.
Yeah, you're applying at the wrong places. What I keep feeling like is there's something stopping you from getting those interviews, and you know because it feels like that spirit stepping in here going, okay, I want you to go this way, and you keep pushing and saying, okay, I'm going to go this way, and so you're missing the fine line is what I keep seeing. So what I would do is just ask Spirit, you know, where do you want me to be? You know, I think a lot of times we go, okay, I want this job, but that's not where Spirit wants us. And so what I would do is really ask Spirit, what do you want me to do right now? And I feel like that something will open up for you. I'm feeling like timeline on this would be late April, early May. There should be, you know, the stagnation energy that you're feeling right now should be passing and doors start opening up for you. But a timeline on that would be late April, early May on that.
Okay.
And what I would do to help clear, it just feels like that there's some stagnation around you right now. So what I would do is just ask, you know, your angels to help you with that, clear that away. You know, a lot of times clear away those obstacles that are stopping us from moving forward. And so I would just ask about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And can you call me tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Okay. What time? Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, whenever tomorrow. Because I'm not I'm not at my house tonight, so I would try to reach me tomorrow.
Your number's okay. Still the same.
All right, thank you. Well, I'm not going to give it over air, so.
I know, but.
Yeah.
That
would not be wise. Yeah. Or you could drop me an email. I just need to talk to you about something. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 980. Can you say your name for me, please?
Hi, my name's Benita from North Carolina, from Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a couple of questions. I need your help.
Okay.
Looking to see if you see a new job for me. My job will end for the summer in May, and
okay.
I'm needing to get a new job. And,
okay, I feel like that something will open up as your job, and then I feel like that something will open up like midsummer, if not sooner. But by I would say by July you should be working at a different job.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Any
timelines can be tricky on these things, but I'm feeling like about midsummer, so that would be about July or August.
Okay. Any prospective male companionship coming my way in the near future?
I don't really see anything opening up with that right now. I feel like the spirit just wants you to focus on you right now. But I do feel like that something would be opening up with that. Looks like about the later part of the year, maybe around November, December.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Michael. Huh?
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards for you really quick.
Okay.
And because sometimes the cards will tell us more than I got an answered prayer card, so that would probably be focusing on the job. You've been really praying and asking, and so I would say that that's been answered for you. And I feel like as you go into, you know, this month and the rest of this year, I really feel like a lot of blessings are going to be coming your way. I got a blessing card. Do you have children?
I do.
Okay.
Four.
Are they okay? Four? Okay,
yeah.
Because I got a children card that popped up right now, and so I would check in with them and just be sure everything's okay. And I don't see any major things going on, but I do have a children card that popped up. And as far as a new job for you, I really feel like that's going to bring in a lot of abundance and a lot of finances for you. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
And you can't tell what area. It's just me continuing to apply. And.
Right. Is there a particular field that you're looking at?
I've been in human resources for maybe about 12 years, and I just recently... Oh. Have been an office manager for a school for about a year, and I'm wanting to leave that role. That I don't love the children. I love working with children. It's the grown-ups.
Right, yeah. If the grown-ups weren't there, it would be the perfect job for you.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So, you know, I would look at something, you know, around children because you do have a love for kids. So I would look for something around that, you know, and focus on that. But I don't really see you in human resources. I don't see that. But that doesn't mean that wouldn't open up for you. I'm just not seeing it at the moment.
Okay.
I feel like the spirit has something more up for you than that. And I really do feel like it has something to do with children. I don't know exactly what, but I feel children around you a lot. You just have a big heart, and you know, there's a lot of kids in our planet that just don't get that love and don't get that attention that they need. And I really feel like that you would do that and help out. So, okay?
All righty. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, you know, we just have to let Spirit lead us and guide us and direct us in every area of our lives. So, Let's go ahead and talk to Debbie. It looks like you're a new caller, and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Hi, thank you. I am a new caller. It's my first time calling. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How can I help you?
Okay, I have like a couple questions. My first question is, I'm supposed to have foot surgery. Do you see when that's going to happen?
Okay, you're supposed to have surgery, is that correct?
Yeah, foot surgery.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that you'll have that. I don't know a timeline on that, but I see it being okay and everything being fine, so I wouldn't really stress out about it too much.
So the first surgery would be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's going to be great. So anytime we go do any kind of surgery, it can be a little scary, but I feel like that, you know, things will get healed and everything, you know, fine. So, all right?
Okay. And my next question is, I'm in two litigations, and no one has been settled. Do you know when, or do you see when I will be receiving money?
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing two different things here. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay, as I tap into this, because I saw two different answers is what's happened. And so let me be sure I got the right one. I would say by June. So that would, yeah, I'd say by June. You should hear something. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to get in the entertainment business, like as from promoting and marketing. And I'm friends with a certain celebrity's management, and I was wondering if there's going to be any job offers coming that way.
Yes, but I would say towards the end of the year or next year. I feel like that's going to open up a lot more for you next year. Okay?
Next year?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Michael.
No problem. There could be some this year, but I feel like that's going to be more next year. I feel like that's going to be a lot of stuff opening up for you next year on that line. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. It was nice meeting you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So let's go ahead and let's talk to Jennifer. You're a new caller as well. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem.
Just wanted to ask, I'm in a relationship right now, and I just want to know if you see us moving forward or if you see me being with him.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be moving forward. Why do you have a little bit of apprehension here? I feel a little bit of you holding back or something like that. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, me because I have trust issues, and him because he has an attitude problem. So,
okay.
Because we're always getting into arguments, and that's why I want to know if he's just moving forward.
Okay, let me look at this pretty close. I don't want his full name on air, but could you give me the initial of his first name, please?
E.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to tap
his
into
name
this.
Is Eddie. That's okay.
Okay. Okay, all right, thank you. Well, sometimes people want to give first names, and then sometimes they don't, so I always respect that. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up, and that's just what I have to do. I don't see this going forward. I will tell you, I just feel like it's going to be off and on stuff. I just don't feel like he's ready to make a commitment to this relationship, like you want to make a commitment to this relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, do you see me like with somebody else in the future?
Yeah, I feel like that somebody else would be coming into your path, but I would say looks like around October, September, October, where somebody else would be coming in. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in. All right, bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to thank you for inviting me back on your show again.
Thank you.
I was calling because I'm thinking about financing a car that I've been looking at for a while this week, and I want to know, do you see me being able to finance the vehicle successfully at a decent rate?
At a decent, okay. So you're, because I'm having a hard time hearing for some reason. I don't know if it's me or you.
I can repeat.
But
I can repeat.
Yes.
I'm thinking about financing a new vehicle this week,
okay.
Next coming week, and I want to know, do you see me being able to finance at a decent rate?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, that didn't take very long. So, yeah, because you need a car that you a vehicle that you can rely upon, and I really feel like the Spirit's going to put you in that. So anytime that we finance or anything like that, we want to give a good deal. I feel like you're going to get a good deal on that. So, okay.
Okay, Max, one more question.
Really quick. Yeah.
Do you see a relationship coming for me? I'm single now.
Yeah, I would see it towards the end of the year.
Okay.
I really feel like that Spirit wants you to work on you a little bit and get ready for that. But
right.
I would say somebody's coming in later part of the year and then to next year. I really see you in a relationship next year. So, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Craig. All right. We have open phone lines, so if you would like to call me and you're sitting there going, man, I'd like to talk to that guy, this is your chance, 347-327-9316. I would love to talk to you. I really was excited to see new people on my switchboard tonight, so I appreciate you listening, all of you new people, so hi, and thank you so much for calling in and spending your evening with me for a little bit here. And I want to shift the focus a little bit of tonight. And, you know, I was sitting here earlier tonight while I was meditating. And if you want to call in and I'm talking, just go ahead and call in. You're not gonna bother me or interrupt me or anything like that. So, but I'm just going to talk for a little bit. I was sitting here before the show. And excuse me again, I need a drink. And, you know, if you are new to my show, one thing about me is I'm real. I take pride in that, you know, of telling you as it is. And sometimes it's not always what you want to hear, but it might be what you need to hear. And I was sitting here before the show, like I said, and meditating a little bit. And I really feel like the focus tonight, Spirit wants us to focus on healing. So what we're going to do is I'm a little bit of a medical intuitive. I'm going to tell you that before we start here, I have no medical training. I have to say this disclaimer. I have no medical training. Everything that I say medically is, you know, me picking up intuitively. And so I have to say that. These could be spirits also. I will tell you these could be spirits. But one thing I'm picking up is, like the pancreas, either you've been diagnosed with it or somebody has been diagnosed with something to do with their pancreas. If this is making sense to you, even if you've called me already, 347-327-9316, you know, as we begin to do this. But it's something about the pancreas, you know, so this could be a spirit. I'm beginning to feel like it's more of a spirit. So this would be a male, dark brown hair, like a dimple or something, like a dimple or some kind of a sore on the right side of his face. So if this is making sense to you, 347-327-9316. Or you can email me if you're listening to this archived. You can email me at youareawakening@gmail.com. That's you. youareawakening@gmail.com is our email address. I didn't give you my website address in case you want to set up full readings with me. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. And so www.insightswithmichael.net is how you can set up readings with me. and all that stuff. So, all right. Okay, we're just going to do this. This is strange for me to do on air because I've never done this on air. But I want you, if you're having problems like with your eyes, maybe you're not seeing as well, or you know you've been diagnosed with something with your eyes, I want you to take off your glasses if you wear glasses, and I want you to rub your hands together in front of you, and then what I want you to do is I want you to pull your hands apart a little bit, and in there you should see some wiggly little lines or something, and you should feel some energy. So then what I want you to do is I want you to cup your hands like you're drinking out of them, you know, how you drink out of your hands, and I want you to put them right in front of your eyes, okay? And then I want you to focus healing energy into your eyes. You know, just keep drawing that to you, okay? Now I want you to take your same hands, and I want you to take them apart, and I want you to put them by your ears. And I want you to ask Spirit to open your ears to spiritual things and to focus on hearing better. Just keep focusing on healing right now. And what I want you to do is just, you can just relax. I want you to keep your eyes closed, though. And I do this sometimes at an event and stuff like that. So I just want you to relax. And what we're going to do is we're going to just pray for a minute, and we're going to ask Spirit to bless us. You know, a lot of people, I want you to do something. You got a wallet or like a money purse or something, you know, something that you carry money in, or if you have your checkbook, you know, I want you to put it in front of you. I'll give you a little bit of time to get that stuff. Something that represents money to you, okay? And I want you to hold it in your hands. And I want you to pray after me. I want you to say these words after me, okay? So I'm going to say them slow so you can say them after me, all right? I want you to go, and you don't have to say Father, Mother, God if that sort of offends you or whatever, but that's just... You know, a lot of times people ask me why I say Father, Mother, God. There's dual reality in everything, and that just represents the feminine and the masculine in spirit. So you can go ahead and say this with me, or you don't have to say Father, Mother, God if you don't feel comfortable saying that, okay? So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, I just ask you right now to bless me financially. I see all the obstacles that have been holding me back, holding funds back from me, moving out of my way right now. I ask you to remove all the obstacles that could be holding things back from me financially. If there's anything that I need to do to allow that to flow more into my life, I do so now. And I ask for your financial blessing in every area of my life right now. And I thank you for it. And I say namaste, and I say amen. You know, because I think a lot of times, you can open your eyes as well, but I think a lot of times we get just hung up. Have you ever just felt like you've been stuck, like you can't move or nothing is moving for you? We had Ann calling in earlier, and I just love Ann, and I love her energy, and you know, she's always asking and Spirit's blessing. Maybe not totally, you know, as fast as she would like, but Spirit's moving. And I always really love Anne's energy. And so I love yours as well. But, you know, I just really was focusing on Anne there. And, you know, I really feel like that as we go into the summer here, you know, the one thing I was noticing today when I was waiting for a ride to go where I'm doing the show at right now, I was looking at all the little flowers that are popping up in the yard and everything just coming to life. And, you know, that winter is gone. You know, you can start it sort of, you know, preparing for spring and stuff like that. So you know, the one thing that I would do is Spirit just wants to bless you in a major way. And, you know, the one thing that I would do is if you feel stagnated, and this is what I do in my own life sometimes, you know, when I feel stagnated, I ask Spirit, I say, okay, what is holding me back? You know, and then you have to listen to what Spirit says. So, you know, so if you're feeling stagnated right now, and the one thing that you know, lower energies want you to do and get hung up on, they want you to think that you're at fault, that you're doing something wrong, that it's all you. And that's not the case. Sometimes there are energy blocks that are in our way that we have to clear out. And so what you have to do is just say, hey, you know what? Show me those energy blocks. Show me those things that are not working. You know, do chakra scans on you. See if your chakras are open up and things like that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, contact me, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it. But, you know, what is blocking you right now? You know, what is slowing you down? Take a hard look at yourself. You know, a lot of times we don't want to look at ourselves really close, but, you know, we have to do that. We have to say, okay, what is holding me back? You know, what is that one thing that is holding me back right now? And it might be several things. You know, Spirit might bring several things into your path. You know, the one thing that I feel for a lot of people as we go into May, as we're in April, I know where we are, but, you know, as we go into May, I really feel like a lot of physical moves are going to be happening this year, you know, getting you in a different location, getting you in a different place, you know, because I really feel like that Spirit wants to bless us in a mighty way. Okay, if the name Carl means anything to you, Carl, or it could be Carol. Carl or Carol, because this person has an accent, so this could be Carl or Carol. If that is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. We're going to go ahead and go with Carol. So if this is making sense to you, please let me know so we can talk to you about it. So we're going to go with Carol. All right. And then we go ahead and while we're doing that, you know, a lot of times, you know, what we did earlier, let's go back to the hand thing. You know, energy is you. Do you know that? You know that you're energy? And everything around us has energy in it. And so the one thing that I want to focus on, and I really feel like the Spirit's doing this, that's why we're not getting a whole lot of calls. I want you to do something. I want you to put your hands on the top of your head, okay? And I want you to see energy coming out of your hands all the way through your body and healing anything that needs to be healed. You know, we talked about energy blocks. We talked about, you know, those kind of things. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus right now. Rose, don't worry about any calls that comes in right now because I want you to do this as well. So I want you to just see healing energy going all the way through your body, all the way through you, and touching every area of your life, every cell, everything that you know, that you need healing in. And then I want you to take that energy. As you do that, I want you to keep seeing that happening for you, okay? We're going to be quiet for just a second as I do that myself. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. And then I want you to see healing like in relationships. There's a lot of people right now that are listening to me. You're strained from your family. You're wanting to hear from somebody, or you're needing to hear from somebody, and it's been a while. You know, I think a lot of times we get hung up on silly things. You know, we let things divide us that don't need to divide us. And so what I really want to focus on is healing relationships. You know, maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner, a life partner or something like that. I want to focus on relationships right now, healing relationships. you know, maybe you need to talk to your parents or, you know, and one thing as a medium, I get a lot of people that come to me and say, Michael, I need to talk to my father or I need to talk to my mother because there was unresolved issues, there was unresolved things. And so we can do that now, you know, and heal those relationships, even if that person has gone on the other side. That's why sometimes you need a medium. You need somebody to bridge that gap for you. And I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. So you can contact me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com or you can go visit my website at www.insightswithmichael.net. So just focus healing into you right now, into every part of your body. Just see light going through you and in you. I feel like somebody listening to me right now, you've been having a rocky day. Maybe today hasn't been a lovely day for you. And so I just want you to see peace coming into your body. Just speak that into you right now. Just say, you know what, this might not have been the perfect day for me, but I speak peace in every situation. I speak peace in every situation. I speak peace into that right now. And just see that happening, you know. Anne, I'm going to go back to Anne. You know, she's been battling a lot of physical things in her life. And so, you know, just see that healing. See them finding those results that need to be found. You know, those things that need to be healed, see them being healed right now. And maybe, you know, you need to call somebody tonight and say, hey, you know what, I haven't talked to you for a little bit. Everything going okay? You know, sometimes we have to reach out. And I just feel like that this is a night for people to reach out and say, hey, you know what, let's move past that. Let's move past that situation. Let's realize that that's over and we want to move forward, you know. So that's like with me doing nighttime shows. I had to realize, you know, we have to move forward and we have to trust Spirit to open up things for us. And it's been a long time since I've been on air at night, but it's good. And so I'm going to tell you really quick about our show and or a little bit of our schedule. We do have a schedule now. I know. As we go forward, we're going to be on air. I'm going to tell you what our schedule is. Mondays and Fridays, we're going to be on at 7 p.m. Central. Monday and Fridays, 7 p.m. Central. Wednesdays and Saturdays, we are going to be on at noon Central Time. Okay? So you have to figure out where your time zone is and tap in. But we are going to have a regular schedule because a lot of people that don't know when I'm on. So we're going to have a schedule and we're going to say, okay, Mondays and Fridays, you can tune in and say, okay, Michael's going to be on because it's, you know, 7 p.m. Central and Mike's on. So let's go ahead and go listen to Mike or Michael. So whatever you want to call me. So, all right. So that's, you know, I think we get hung up sometimes on that kind of stuff too. I'm checking to see if there's a channeled message. I keep feeling my spirit guide, Stephen, but I don't feel like he wants to say anything, but I definitely feel him. So, Rose, you want to check 216 for me, please? You know, I think that somebody just needs to know that you're loved tonight. I think a lot of times we forget that we're loved. You know, maybe, you know, you didn't grow up in a home. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't see that. Hi, Steve, again.
Hello.
Hello. You have a question?
A general reading, please.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. I have a self-acceptance card in front of me that focuses on things like self-esteem, stuff like that. Does that make any sense to you? Or am I off a little bit?
Maybe.
You've been working on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another card that I have for you is the forgiveness card. Really forgiving yourself, you know, moving past things in your past, letting go of those things, and just focusing on moving forward. And as you do so, there's a lot of healing that's going to take place in your life over the next few months. Things are going to really start moving for you. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there like a chance that you could be promoted or anything like that? Because I see a promotion or something moving you forward.
Not at the current job.
Okay. Because I feel like that something is going to open up for you down the line, maybe a new job opening up for you, because I feel like some kind of a promotion for you down the line. It looks like probably around May. Okay?
Sounds great. That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, Steve.
Good thing.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Sharon in Ohio. Hi.
Hi. First time calling.
Okay, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, same question.
Same question. Looking for employment.
Okay. Employment.
I have two interviews.
I think
next
everybody's...
week.
Oh, two interviews.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah,
like, I'm getting the interviews. I just haven't landed one yet. It's been 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Let's see. I'm getting the second interview of next week. They're going to offer you something.
Yay!
So I feel like the time of you waiting is about over. And, you know, I've been looking for work, you know, in the past. And whenever you're looking for work and you hear, you know, we're not hiring or, you know, we'll get back with you, and nobody ever gets back with you, that can be a little frustrating. But I feel like that something's getting ready to open up for you.
You do, so I'll be working by May.
Yeah, I feel like that there's going to be something offered to you. Yeah, you should be working by May.
Okay, anything else?
Just working on patience,
I know.
Just waiting on spirit. Yeah, that's hard to do sometimes. I'm the same way. Let me go ahead and pull a couple of cards for you really quick from my healing. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Are you looking for a relationship?
If it falls in my place, I'm so focused on this job thing because I support myself.
Okay, yeah. And because the reason I'm asking is because I'm pulling every card is telling me that a relationship is about opening up for you.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I always meet them. I'm just not in the state of mind right now to accept them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're more focused on you right now, and that's good. But I got a new love card, and I got a soulmate card. In front of
wow.
me that's telling me that
long
that's
due,
happening
Michael.
For you. Yeah.
It's long
and,
due.
But I'm not saying it's going to happen next month. You know, it's down the line a little bit because right now we got to get you working. We got to get some money coming in.
I know.
And so, you know, so that way you'll be open to, you know, open up to playfulness and that. So, but I definitely see a job opening up for you. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, okay?
You're all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So if you'd like to set up a reading with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.net is how you can do that. And you can find a link to that right here on the Blog Talk Show page, I believe. So I believe I've changed that. If you can't do that, just contact me through email, youareawakening@gmail.com, and we will get that all worked out for you. Okay. Hold on for a minute. You know, I think the one thing that stops us more than anything in our lives starts with an F and ends in an R is fear. You know, I think a lot of us are afraid to be successful. We're afraid, we don't know how that feels. And so I think, you know, we stay stuck because we're afraid to say, hey, you know what? I deserve this. I deserve a new job. I deserve a new home. I deserve a new car. We had, you know, somebody asking about a car. I deserve all these things. And that's one thing that we have to do. We have to just get past of ourselves, past that fear factor, and say, no longer am I going to allow that to hold me back. No longer am I going to, you know, just be stuck forever. You know, and it's easy, not easy sometimes to get past, you know, old belief systems. We just have to, you know, work on those. So I'm waiting for Rose to screen a call for me really quick here. And we're running down on time. So if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so. If you hurry up, it is 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. Okay, let's go ahead and take 404. You're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, how's it going?
It's going good so far. I can't complain. Hopefully you're good.
I hear you.
Hopefully
glad to see you back on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a while, but we're back.
Yeah, it has.
And I know. You know, I get used to all my friends and my family, which is you all. And so, you know, I miss you when I'm not on air. How can I help?
Yeah. I was just wondering if I'm able to just to get what I'm supposed to, like a message, what I need to know right now at this present moment, or do I need to ask you a specific question?
A specific question would be better right now. I'm getting a little tired, so a specific question would be good.
I'm going to be applying for a business loan, or maybe a small business loan called Micro, something with the SBA called SBA Micro with PNC Bank. Do you see getting them?
Okay, you broke up a little bit, but I think what I heard was you're looking to get a loan. Is that correct? A business loan?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The answer on that is yes. Is you're going to get the loan. So stop stressing about it. Stop worrying about it. This is something that you really need to do, and you're going to have the finances to do it. So, you know, just accept that and just say, hey, thank you, Spirit, for moving on my behalf. Because I definitely see it done.
Okay, no problem. This is a 3 years in process of making, and I know we had a lot of roadblocks before when we spoke, so I wasn't sure if this is going to come into fruition this year. I'm revisiting it again. So we'll go with
like,
that mind.
Yeah, I would try it again because I feel like that, you know, it's all in divine timing. It's all in the timing of Spirit. But I feel good about it, and so I would try again.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. So, yeah. It's all in divine timing. It's all in what Spirit wants to do. I think I'm missing something. I don't know what I'm missing, but I'm missing something. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second because I'm missing something. You know, I was talking about fear, you know, and, you know, to me, that is the biggest obstacle that we face on a human basis, and it's also the biggest obstacle we face spiritually, you know, getting past that, getting past ourselves, saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to step out. You know, it goes back to the card that we had for the show tonight, which was the trust card. And, you know, I think what we have to do is, you know, we have to step out there. It's like our last caller was talking about, you know, getting a business loan. You know, starting a business can be a little scary. And so what you need to do is just step out and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to trust Spirit on this. I'm going to see doors opening for me and doing that. So you got to just see that. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and close off the show because I feel like we're pretty much done for tonight. So, but I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. And if you would like to set up readings with me, you can do so by going to my website, www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. Get hold of me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. And you can always drop me an email. I'm looking for somebody right now. I'm looking for somebody that could help with screening my calls. If you're interested in helping the show somehow, it's not hard screening calls. Rose does a wonderful job. But the one thing with Rose right now, she's getting ready to go to work. And so she's not going to be able to help me out all the time. Like she was. And so, you know, I'm not asking for somebody to do it all the time, just every once in a while, if that would fit better for you. But just drop me an email, let me know, and we can talk about it, okay? You know, I hate to lose Rose. She does a wonderful job on my phone. And so I appreciate her help. Everything that she does, heard about. So it's time to move. So we will be back on air. What is today? Today is Saturday, right? I'll try to be on air tomorrow. I know that that's not a regular thing, but we're going to try to be on air tomorrow. I'm going to say 1 o'clock tomorrow. No, let's move it to 12. So we're going to say 12 tomorrow, 12 p.m. Central. So, all right. So might tell your friends and stuff like that. All right. We're going to go ahead and close out. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. And I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. All right. See you guys then. All right. Bye-bye.
Permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself. can